98.3. This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Well, you know, millions and millions of people have experienced this wonderful joy, and it's one of the greatest things that can happen on the planet. And yet it's not always easy. Talking about parenting, so you can laugh or you can go, oh yeah, I understand that. And being a new mom, there are so many things that we need to know. And we assume because it's happened so much that moms don't need that much checking in on. And I saw this article and I thought, I've got to talk to these wonderful people that are experts. And Brian and Jenna Noggle, they understand. They're talking about checking on new mamas. So we want to do that today. Brian and Jenna, how are you, friends, all the way from California?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Doing well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, Brian, we'll start with you, being a psychologist, you're an RN and the co-founder, both of you are founder of Frankie Dean. Why are you talking about this? What brought this to your attention, other than your lovely wife being a mom?
Yeah, thank you for having us on. I think nowadays mental health is becoming more comfortable for people to talk about. It's becoming more of a topic, and I think that's important. I think to address these concerns, postpartum is real. There's depression, anxiety, things like that. But the mom, I think, does get overlooked at times, and it's important to check in with the mom and to always to see where mom is at, and as well as dad. But a big thing is whether it's during the pregnancy or after the baby's born, there is still a stigma, I think, that for the mom to talk about feelings that they're having, mental health feelings. So I think it's always important that, you know, whether it's a family member, a friend, coworker, a dad, you know, not everyone has a spouse or a father around, but if they do, it's important for that person to check in, and also, you know, just to see that it's a comfortable environment, that's there's an open communication, that it's okay to share your feelings and there's nothing wrong with you. The main thing is the support and having that there and letting them know that, you know, you're not alone. There's help if you need it. We're here. And also for the mom to be able to check in with herself and to say, okay, where am I at today? How am I feeling?
Amen. I believe in that. I think it's important for us to do that and do that for our friends and family, not assume that everything's just, oh, okay, because mom doesn't always want to talk about it. And Jenna, of course, you can relate to that. You're on baby three, bless your heart. What are some of the things that, Jenna, you can say from even from your experience, what are signs to check in on for some of the new moms?
This is actually something Brian and I talked about, because with our first, I didn't have like horrible postpartum depression, maybe a little bit of anxiety there with a first child, which is very common. But with our second son, I had very bad postpartum depression and PTSD, postpartum anxiety, and I did not tell anyone that I was going through it, because I was scared that in my head, which is normal, I was like, if I say something, they're going to take my children away. They're going to do this. I was convinced all of these thoughts, and finally I broke down. But to check in, like, sometimes you just think it's a mom being stressed or tired or whatever it may be, but you just need to set time in the day and be like, hey, is there anything I can do to help? What's going on? So like an open line of communication, not a fear of something might go on. So like, you know, men naturally want to help or fix things. And sometimes as a woman, we're scared to say something because we're like, okay, well, they're going to try to fix it. What's wrong with me? I just want to be heard. And sometimes it really just takes that, just someone to let you bend their ear, you know?
Yes. That's so good. Well, I wish we had all day to talk about this, but I think it's important that we bring this up and have the topic talked about, because if you're a new mom and you need help, it's okay to say something. If you are around, if you want to talk to the dad, the conversation needs to be had. And so I'm going to put some information from Brian and Jenna Noggle on my conversations link. So if you need some help, we just encourage you to get that. You are worth it. Your family's worth it. And it matters that you get the help you need. So on star883.com, you can click on Conversations. You can hear this interview back again, and you can share it with somebody and get the help you need. Brian and Jenna, thanks so much for being with us. We pray for many blessings on your family.